1358.
Authorize 24 contracts, eight with architectural firms, eight with landscape architectural firms, and eight with civil engineering firms for services on an as-needed basis for a total not to exceed amount of $250,000 per contract.
Commissioner Fritz?
Thank you, Mayor. Mary Ann Kasson.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and members of the council. My name is Mary Ann Kasson. I'm the manager of the Parks Replacement Bond Program, and I hope that you will agree with me that I have more good news today. We are bringing forward 24 contracts. We started working on this in July. It was a competitive process, and we did a lot of outreach to get to this point. The concentration areas are in civil engineering, landscape architecture, and architecture. The total amount for each contract is $250,000, but it will be divided up into much smaller task orders and will get us through the next 3 years. As you know, there's seven focus areas within the bond, but this will work on all of them. And this diagram shows you the rollout for all the projects, and I've circled the ones where we hope to use these on-call contracts. Obviously, a lot of them are over this, these are for smaller contracts, so a large proportion of the contracts will continue to be the RFP program. But where necessary, we will love the flexibility to use these smaller contracts, get them on board quickly and efficiently. The smaller consultants like this system as well, that we've been told they spend as much as $10,000 putting the RFPs together. So to have this all up front saves them and us time and money. It's the use of these projects, of these contracts will not be limited to the bond. They will also be used for our ongoing CIP projects. There's currently 212 projects on the list, so our other staff that are involved in construction, oversight, planning, et cetera, will also have access to these contracts.
And CIP stands for Capital Improvement Projects.
Thank you, sorry. This is just one page of the five-page list of ongoing capital improvement projects that are in the works right now. It will also enable us to act quickly when there are partnership or emergency situations where we need to get consultants going quickly. When it comes to minority women and emerging small business utilization, we worked extra hard because we know this is such a priority for everyone. Our outreach included two in-person events at Awami, one at NAMCO, the Contracting Board, Partners in Diversity, and we contacted all the Chambers of Commerce, Hispanic, Asian, et cetera. We were able to put together a strategic plan with the wonderful help of the folks at Procurement as well as Portland Parks Diversity staff about what's the best way to get the word out. And that's why we took a little extra time to put the process together and get as diverse a pool as we could. I've got these numbers parsed a million different ways, but our overall utilization is 54%. The best representation is in the field of architecture where we have 75%, and civil engineering is at 30%. Finally, you'll be seeing more of me in the months to come. These are the RFPs in the horizon in the next couple of months, including the ones for our maintenance facilities, Ventura Park, and Pioneer Courthouse Square. We still need a CMGC for that. Can I answer any questions?
Questions? Great presentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then let's take a vote, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
I am tremendously honored and proud to be part of implementing the bond measure that the generous taxpayers of Portland passed last year and to work with Mary Ann Kasson and our whole team at Parks. I'm particularly proud that we're putting our money where our mouths are in terms of equity and involvement of minorities, women, and emerging small businesses, 75% in architectural services. Commissioner Saltzman, perhaps some of those folks could serve on the Design Commission or some of our other Development Services Commissions. It's even the ones who are not starting out as State of Oregon certified businesses are committing to using subcontractors to increase the amount of money that's going to folks that it doesn't sometimes go to. So I'm very, very proud of this ordinance, and thank you very much for all your hard work. Aye.
Saltzman?
Yes, this is extremely good work and very high minority women and emerging small business participation, so good work. Aye.
Anything else?
Well, it may be obvious because resume building is important in any field, but having worked in the consulting engineering firm for 10 years, you know, giving these small firms this kind of traction of having actual project experience with a major governmental entity, it's very valuable to their future. The dollar amount of current income is great because you keep the firm going, but its long-term value is enormous for these companies. So that's why getting this kind of performance is, you know, one what we want as a city, but it also does a huge service to those firms. So great work. I'm going to vote for this only on the condition that in the future the Parks Commissioner bring us a ordinance that changes Marianne Kasson's title from replacement bond manager to the irreplaceable replacement bond manager. Aye. Thank you, Marianne.